What's happening locally? The news.
And let us have our look, shall we? Some of the local news stories here in the Republic of Panama. The Attorney General of the administration, Rigoberto Gonzalez, warned that between fundamental rights, such as access to information, and the protection of personal data, there is no controversy in advance. What can arise, added Gonzalez, is a conflict according to the circumstances of the cases involved. Transparency is part of the right of public access, he remarked. The attorney made his observations yesterday in the Government Commission of the Assembly, where the discussion of Project 1031 was resumed, which repeals Transparency Law 6 of 2002 and replaces it with a rule that limits access to public information and bureaucratizes the habeas data action. About 20 journalistic organizations and unions have requested the withdrawal of Bill 1031. Gonzalez himself has requested the suspension of the debate on the project, since it is a rule that requires extensive citizen consultation. The current law is extraordinary, although it's not perfect. What is the rush if we have Law 6? I think we must be cautious and give ourselves the opportunity for something better to come out, said the Attorney General in his speech at the Government Commission. Gonzalez also pointed out that any management that has to do with the management of public funds has to be clear that there must be accountability. There is no need to wait for someone to ask an official for accountability. He has to be held accountable. All information that has to do with the management of public funds must be publicly accessible in principle. There may be exceptions, though, he added. The former director of the Government Innovation Authority, Irvin Hallman, present at the Government Commission, supported the Attorney General's opinion. He explained how Law 81 of 2019 on the protection of personal data emerged. Yelenis Ortiz, director of Data Protection of the National Authority for Transport and Access to Information, agreed that one right cannot be placed above another. Ortiz announced that ANTAI requested that some articles of Project 1031 be modified, including Article 20. And that's not all. The bill promoted by the executive through the National Authority for Transparency and Access to Information, which repeals Law 6 of 2002 on transparency, will hinder journalists and citizens from accessing public information and will shield cases of corruption in public administration. This was the warning from the Inter-American Press Association, the IAPA, which on September the 13th asked President Laurentino Cortizo to withdraw Bill 1038. In this way, the IAPA joins the growing number now of businesses and journalistic organizations and unions that have asked Cortizo to withdraw the proposal. The president of the IAPA, Michael Greenspan, expressed that it is absurd to replace a transparency law that has worked in the country and that made it possible to fight corruption in an exemplary way throughout the region. Greenspan, Global Director of Print Licensing and Innovation at the New York Times, added that the IAPA joins the claim of several civil and journalistic organizations that criticized that there was no consultation process to discuss an initiative that dethrones the attributes that it has, the previous one from 2002. The president of the Committee of Freedom on the Press and Information of the IAPA and director of La Voz del Interior de Argentina, Carlos Jornet, expressed his concern about the evidence that in the region the resistance of governments to guaranteeing the right of access to public information. Greenspan and Jornet record that President Cortizo, by the way, signed the Chapultepec and Salta declarations in 2020, and that his commitment implies maintaining an open door and transparent government. While the rejection of the new contract between the Panamanian state and Minera Panama grows, and at the same time lawsuits are piling up in the Supreme Court of Justice and complaints in the public ministry against officials for their participation in the negotiation of the said contract, on Tuesday the Cabinet gave signs that they, well, might back down. The Minister of Commerce and Industries, Federico Alfaro, promoter of the new mining contract from the Cabinet, said that the government, is willing to listen, clarify doubts and improve. This after weeks of discussion in the first debate in the Commerce and Affairs Commission Economics, or the Economics, Commerce and Affairs Commission, which even took place last week in the districts of Doroso, Omatorios and La Pintada, to meet there. Well, without saying whether the executive would withdraw the project from the assembly, Alfaro said that they have considered all options, but that they are waiting for the commission to complete the phase of visiting the mine, which he estimated would take place at the beginning of next week. Then we will wait for the commission's feedback, and then we will evaluate, he declared in the midst of the launch of a financial inclusion program for micro, small and medium-sized companies in conjunction with the AMPEMI. Royce Banfield from the Panama Valley Mas Sin Minera movement is struck by the fact that when the government has insisted so much on the non-binding opinions expressed by citizens, it now feels pressure to make modifications to adjust it. We once again miss the underlying issue. The contract is where it is because it was declared unconstitutional, not because of a citizen rebellion. The contract is where it is because they delayed all the time in doing what the law mandates, which is to contract a public tender, something that is being completely ignored. In addition, it allows the company, through affiliates, to extend mining exploitation to new minerals, according to Clause 3. So open-pit metal mining is under discussion as an economic activity in the country because this contract allows it, said the former vice mayor. It is a fact. The option that the Panama Canal has to have another water reservoir is to develop the project of a reservoir in Rio Indio, a work estimated at $890 million. This was announced by the administrator of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, Ricoarte Vasquez, pointing out that they are carrying out studies to determine how many people live in that area and the impact that the construction of the reservoir will have on the surrounding communities. This information is crucial so that the Canal Board of Directors can present a proposal to the executive to accelerate the Indio River Plan. Now, possibly, the long-term solution for the next 50 years is the source of the Indio River. That is under discussion, said Ricoarte Vasquez, indicating that they cannot wait for detailed data from the census to determine how many people inhabit that area, for which the canal is carrying out its own studies. Vasquez also clarified that the construction of this reservoir by the canal presents legal challenges, since Law 28, which authorized the referendum for the construction of the third set of locks or the expansion, establishes that the canal cannot build any reservoir, so it would have to be directed by the state. In the case of Rio Indio, there is a decision to make. If the canal does it, the law must be modified, or if the state does it, it must determine what the contractual relationship of water for the canal will be, he explained, noting that this is a decision that requires the approval of the National Assembly. In a third and final instance ruling, the Criminal Chamber of the Supreme Court of Justice confirmed the sentence of 7 years in prison for José Antonio Chepi Carrizo Merida. This is for the crime of aggravated fraud to the detriment of Corporación La Prensa, S.A., which we know as Corprensa. In this way, the Criminal Chamber ratifies the decisions issued by two lower instances on the 11th of April of last year. The Second Court for Liquidation of Criminal Cases sentenced Carrizo to prison, a decision that was ratified by the Superior Court for Liquidation of Criminal Cases on the 4th of August of 2022. The case was elevated to the Supreme Court since Carrizo's defense filed an appeal. Finally, on August the 17th of this year, the judges of the Criminal Chamber, Maribel Cornejo, Ariadne Garcia and Maria Eugenia López Arias, ruled against Carrizo and validated the sentences handed down at the time by the court and the appeals court. The conviction entails disqualification from exercising public functions for a period of 4 years once the prison sentence has been served. Attracting business for the real estate sector for up to $130 million is one of the goals of this year's edition of the Expo Habitat 2023 of the Panamanian Chamber of Construction that will be held from the 28th of September to the 1st of October in the Panama Convention Center. Dimitrio Rosamena, president of the organizing committee, reported that around 250 housing projects will be exhibited, with an offer of around 25,000 units in inventory for sale that currently exists in the country. We hope that that this fair contributes to the reactivation of the country's real estate and construction sector. He stressed that the last fairs held between 2021 and 2022 have managed to absorb part of the pending inventory that was available before the pandemic, which totaled 30,000 housing units, which is why around 5,000 homes that have been placed on the market have decreased. The approval of the extension of the preferential interest law of 2025 allows discounts on the interest rate to purchase homes, and that creates a favourable environment to place more homes and reduce inventory. At Expo Habitat 2023, homes will be offered from $45,000 and upwards, in addition to medium and high-cost real estate offers in residential properties in urban, country and beach areas. It is estimated that around 1,500 purchase and sale operations can be generated. And that's it then. There we go. That's our look for this morning. Those are some of the items that are taking up the headlines over the last 24 hours or so. And that's been compiled for you here on the morning show.